This is Klach Pitche. No, this is Derech Eitz Chaim. This is the Shir of the Ramchal and Derech Eitz Chaim. Klach Pitche Chochma is the Shir on Kabbalah, is the Sefer on Kabbalah. This is the Hakdamah. Okay, Hinei, behold. Okay, Hinei, Zot HaTera, this is the Tera, Asher Nit'avu Ba HaMalachim. This is the Tera, Teres HaKabbalah is that which the Malachim desired. But Omram, when they said in there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos that the Malachim came to Kadosh Baruch Hu and they asked him, why are you giving the Torah to Basav Adam? What's Shaykh Torah to Basav Adam? So what sort of question is that? And then they answered, Tina Hodecha al Hashemayim, because you place your glory on the heavens. What does that mean? That means Al Kabbalah Am, says the Ramchal. They were saying, how is it Shaykh, the secrets of Yohan Haga to Basav Adam? The secrets of the way you are involved in the world through us, the Malachim. How is it Shaykh to Basav Adam? Ki ein lo ma, there's not to say, al pshat ha-tera. You can't say al pshat ha-tera. Ki lo yadu, she'en Shaykh behem. Because the Malachim didn't know, it wasn't relevant to him. Pashte ha-tera, the simple pshat of the Torah. Moshe Yeshiv Rehem Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu answered them, Kine Yesh Bechem, you went out from Mitzrayim, right? Taibe Yesh Bechem, all the Tainas of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's on
honor your mother and father.
Yeah, honoring your mother and father, all these things that the Gemara says there. That's how Pshat HaTera. They obviously knew that wasn't relevant to them. So what was the Chiddush? What was the Machlokas? The Afa Pichen, even so, Lo Nitna Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give Lehem El Yisrael, only to Klal Yisrael, he gave them the Torah. The Kol Kach Lama, and, right?
Right.
And what was happening here? Rak Sheyodeh Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us, is telling us, is revealing to us. She'esek limud zed, this involvement in limud ha-Torah, hu rosh l'kol ha-tikunim. It's the head of all the influences which can influence a person and can change the world. V'tikun hu yechol yod ayadei ha-malachim. And this tikun can be done through the malachim. No, sorry. This tikun cannot be done ayadei ha-malachim. Like I explained beforehand, because it needs a Baal Bechira, someone who can choose good or bad in order to fix this world. Right? Because that's the tachlis of the Bria. To bring the world to its tikkun, to its fixing. Machmat she'enem Baal Bechira. They're not Baal Bechira, says the Ramchal. Rakhema kamukrachim. They have to do the Rotson of Kodesh Baruch Hu, so clear to them. Asher b'shul zeh k'tiv, netati lecha mahalchim bein ha'omdim ha'ele. I gave you ways or ways to go between those that are standing. Who are those that are standing? What's considered those that are standing? Bnei Adam are the mahalchim. They're the ones who are moving. But those that are standing, I would say, Talmidei Chachamim holchim Michael El Chayel, right? Talmidei Chachamim go from stage to stage. They will even, not only when they're alive, also b'mitatam, even when they die, dead. When they're nifta from this world, they still continue growing spiritually. Machmat Ma'aseim, because of the actions they did in this world. But Nikraim, Malachim are called Omdim, standing. Machashem Omdim Tamid b'madrega achad. They stationary in one level, because they don't have free will. There's nothing to grow. They're standing in that place. Aval bnei adam hem ha-baalei bechira. They're people who have choice, free choice. Lehem yishtanei ha-tikun al yadei esek ha-Torah. For them will change the fixing of this world, the hashpa, the influence in this world, through esek ha-Torah. Because remember we just said last time that the main tikun in this world, the reason the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, because they were ma'os b'terah.
Right,
Well, the Gemara says in Nedarim, lo birchu al ha-terah tchila. It wasn't the Avodah Zarah, it wasn't Shvichas Damim, It wasn't the Gilui Arayos. It was because they did lo birchu b'Torah tchila. The nimas lehem chas v'shalom. There was a zilzul in Torah. Zilzul in Torah is a very humble thing. We're seeing from Ramchal something very, very clear. So he's bringing Gemaras, he's bringing many things. That without Esek HaTorah, it's not shaykh for a person to fix himself. It's not relevant for a person to fix himself. I.e., you can do all the Musar in the world. You can have all the good midas in the world. You can do all these health, you know, self-help things. Know yourself, do yourself. If you're not Osik Batera, you're not going to be fixing yourself.
What's Osik?
Osik means involved in Torah learning. You can't be a big human being without Osik Batera. It's impossible. Doesn't mean with Osik Batera you can be, right? You have to have Tanayim. Tikkun HaMaisim, says the Ramchal, the year of a Talmud. Knowing what you're learning in God's work, you're not learning a chokhmah. But when a person has the midas and has the edelkeit, works on himself, and is osik b'Torah, then he fixes himself and fixes the world with him. But without osik b'Torah, it doesn't work. That's what he's saying very clearly, the Ramchal. V'lachein, mitna ha-Torah to Yisrael davka, the Torah was given to Yisrael davka. Shalyada, you nitkanim hatikunim ha'ele, that through them will be fixed these influences. Va'odnu chaloma, and further we can say tam ach, another reasoning. Machasheyadua, that it's known. Sheim chata, another reason why it was given to Klal Yisrael and not to the Malachim. If a person sins, azi ein chaver yochol lasot tshuva avaro. Someone else can't do tshuva for your sins. Asher b'shuze amru b'zohar, says in the Zohar, mipnei seva takum. That's Doris, the apostle, literally the apostle speaking about in front of an old person or a wise person, you should get up. Mipnei seva didach, because of the returning of yourself. That's what he says. Seva means loshen tshuva. Because of the returning of yourself, takum, you will be raised. You can only do tshuva for yourself. No one else can do tshuva for you. V'pirush ha-meforshim, shelo ye'achez man ha-tshuva al-zikna. Don't leave the tshuva to the time when you are older. This is also the Rambam, in his Hilchos Tshuva. Explain the pasuk differently. Mipnei seva didach, right? Mipnei seva didach takum. Before your seva, before your old age takum. That's how you explain the pasuk. These meforshim, right? Before your old age takum. Right? B'pnei seva didach takum. You know, stand up, come back to yourself. Ki kevan sheba adam be'et zikno. When a person comes to time that he's older. Avu domel ish acher. He's a different person. Doesn't have all the kochot. The Rambam says, ezu tshuva shleima. What's complete tshuva? That he's the same woman, the same place, the same koch gufo. Same strength of his desires. Right? And then he's moner, he doesn't do it. He has aziva sachet, he doesn't do it. That's tshuva shleima. And he says, but if a person, and he brings a pasuk, I think from Mishnah, by Shlomo HaMelech, that a person can do tshuva when he's young. And then he says, but even if he does tshuva when he's old, it's also considered tshuva. It's a chiddush, it's also considered tshuva. Why? He's not the same person. Not the same koch gufo. Not the same place, same, right? How can it be tshuva when he's an old man, he doesn't have those desires, than when he's a young man? It's a chiddush that that's considered tshuva. It's a chiddush. So that's what he's saying here. Of who domer ish acher? Because he's a different person. He doesn't have the same koch gufo, he doesn't have the same desires, doesn't have the same, you know. V'domel ish acher, it's like a different person. V'eina oto ish shechata, it's not the same person did the avera. V'atshuva tzricha liyot dafka, the tshuva has to be only al yedei oto ish shechata, the same person. That's why you shouldn't be ma'acher the chet, you shouldn't delay the avera. As soon as you can, fix it. Lekach, therefore, mipnei seiva didach. Before your seiva, before your old age, takum. Keshata b'bachrutech, when you're still young, takum, get up. Mishenet tadimet hevle azman, with the sleeping and the deep of sleep of the hevle azman. Hevle azman is those, the unimportant things that are in life. There's plenty of unimportant things.
The ephemera.
Huh?
The ephemeral things. Things that disappear and they don't last.
Yeah, yeah. Like Amazon, Walmart. What else? Target.
Cat videos on YouTube.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, we can make a list. It's a nice list, right? Okay. Litorer b'tshuva. To awaken with tshuva. B'kdei sh'tiyeh ha'sheva ma'aliyuta. The sheva, the tshuva, should be a high level. Ma'aliyuta should be good. Like the Rambam says, tshuva gemura. Ken hadava hazeh. Similarly here with the malachim. Ki kevin shetchilat ha'kilkul, the beginning of the kilkul of the cher of Adam HaRishon, ha'ita al yedei Adam, was through Adam HaRishon and Chava. V'lekach, ei efshar malachim shitaknu. How can the malachim fix something they didn't do? Hadava hazeh, how can they fix this? Ma shekilkel Adam, what man was mekalkel. And since the tachlis of the Bria is the fixing of the cher of Adam HaRishon, that we get to tachliseinu, to get to the purpose of the world, la'mod lefnei ha'melech, karev elav, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kva yadata, and you already know, shekol ha'neshamat kunan, all of the neshamas, hayu klulot b'nishmat Adam HaRishon, were included, all the shorashay neshamas, all the 600,000 stood on Har Sinai, which is the shorash of called Klal Yisrael, and at Har Sinai was supposed to be the tikkun of the cher of Adam HaRishon, right? All of those neshamas came from the neshama of Adam HaRishon. Because shechata Adam, and when Adam HaRishon was chote, pagam et nishmato, he blemished his soul. V'nifkamu kol ha'neshamas kulan, all the neshamas were blemished. V'lechach, therefore, nitan ha'tikun li'Yisrael dafka. The tikun was given to the Klal Yisrael b'dafka. Shitaknu ma shekilkulu, they should fix what was destroyed. You understand? And that's the Torah. The Torah was given for that fixing.
Okay.
That's the only way you can fix. Now, let's explain something like this. The weekday is a day of toiling. Zet apecha tochalechem. Gan Eden, right, is olam haba. Me'ein olam haba is Shabbos. So in Shabbos you have the malachas. It starts with Asar Sidurah Depat, the 10 malachas that are involved in making bread. When Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden, he would take gluska na, he would pluck bread from the tree and eat it. It was a fruit, it wasn't a vegetable. The kilkul made it into a vegetable, made it chita. Now we need 10 processes to make that chita into a bread. In Shabbos, that's where we have Lechem Mishnah, it's already prepared. With ki'ilu in Gan Eden. It's me'ein olam haba. So all the toiling on the 6 days is to come to the tachlis, which is Shabbos. And then Shabbos is the hashpon, the next week, to give us the koach to do the same thing again. So it's a cycle of 7. And just as Shabbos is a cycle of 7, we have years, cycle of 7. The Shemitah, like when the Shemitah year, is also Shabbos. There's also somewhat main olam haba. That's why there's no work on the Shemitah. We don't toil. We're supposed to be osik b'torah. There's no shibud malchus. If you live in Eretz Israel, you don't work. You don't work your farms. In the time of Chazal, right? Time working meant farm work. There would be no working. What would you do? Whatever grew, you ate. You ate fruit, right?
And you learn Torah.
You know, vegetables you can't eat. Vegetables grow by themselves. Machlokas in the Tanaim, if it's an Issa D'oraisa or an Issa D'rabbanan. But vegetables you can't eat, it's called Sfichim. Why? Why vegetables you can't eat? You understand why? Because if this is Gan Eden, there were no vegetables. That was Machal Behema. That was
food for animals, that wasn't food for man. Fruit were food for man. So that's what we eat and drink, to eat fruit. And we don't, we're not osik in Malacha, where Shemitah is there for a person to be osik in Torah. That's like Shabbos, Ma'in Olam Abba. You understand? That's a cycle of the Shemitah. And the Yovel is the 50th, which is like Matan Torah. After the Ched, the whole world came to a lower stage. The animals also came to a lower stage. And man became more animalistic. So man could lose his Tzelem Elokim. The Gemara says that an animal only will kill a human being only if it's Nidmelo Kubahema, only if it looks like an animal. That means he lost the Tzelem Elokim. An animal will not kill another human being because Morachem, there's a fear on the animals that only kill if you have Averas, if you are there for your Nidma Levim, you look like an animal. Cain, when he was Chote, he was worried he was going to be killed. So Kodesh Baruch Hu put Shemesh Havai on his head, his forehead, to protect him. And Lemaisi, he was killed because he looked like an animal. Tuvul Cain thought he was an animal, and he killed him. That's what Chazal's telling you, that's in Chumash, is nearest to you. When a person's over Avera, that's what happens to him. He loses his Tzelem Elokim, and then he's Nidmel Behema, then he's been killed. So now let's go back to the original, that Gemara that he brings, the Gemara on Shabbos. So what was the Taina? The Taina of the Malachim is, so the Ramchal says there's two Tainas. One is the first one that only a Baal Bechira can fix. And therefore, the Torah had to be given to Baal Bechira and for him to fix. And second of all, the Ched was the Ched of man, Adam HaRishon. So only the person himself can fix his own chataim. So only we who are the Sharish, Klal Yisrael, the Sharish, 600,000, the Sharish of the Neshama of Adam HaRishon, only we can fix. And the fixing can only be done through Torah. So those are two things. And why, therefore, and that's why the Torah had to give to Ben Adam, to man. Because only through our choice of revealing Torah in our lives, Chas v'Shalom l'Hefach, but the fact that we have that Bechira is what fixed the Chet. You can only fix the Chet if you have the ability to Chas v'Shalom be Mekalkel. You can't fix something if someone forces you to do it. So you have to be a Baal Bechira in choosing the Rotzen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and in revealing the Rotzen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the Torah. Therefore the Torah has to be expressed in terms of mitzvahs and things to do with Bnei Adam and their matzah and the place where they are. And since Malachim are owned in the standing, the Mukhrach, the Amida, their place is Mukhrach, they're doing what they're doing because of clarity of the Rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu. There can be no tikkun in this world through them. There can be no fixing in this world. Clear?
Yeah.
Vata, Ben Adam. And now, Ben Adam, man. Bein tavin et asher lefanech, whether you understand what's in front of you. V'habet na v'ra'ah, and you can look, please, and see. I look, think deeply, and see. Shekol hatikunim hagadolim, all the big hashpas, all the big influences in the world, heima tachat yadecha, they're with you, al yedei esik hatera, through esik hatera v'chochmas ha'emes. Chochmas ha'emes means Kabbalah. Like he said before, the biggest tikkun that a person can bring to his soul and to the world is through Limud HaKabbalah. And Lamai said, this is Makor for this is the Arizal. And he says, the Arizal there explains that we have like four worlds. The world of Asiya is the world of Mikra, of Chumash. The world of Yitzira is the world of Mishnah. The world, it's metaka different, like Nefesh is nitkan in a person through Mikra. Mishnah is a fixing of Ruach, or that's the world of Yitzira. Talmud is Bria, right? That's a fixing of Neshama. And Atzilus is Chochmas HaEmes, which is Kabbalah. Right? So those are the four levels. So what a person can fix in Nistaros, right, in the depths of Kabbalah, is on a much higher level than anything else. So for the hashpa that comes through learning Kabbalah is a much bigger hashpa. V'inei, ha-chokhma zot b'keren zavit u'munach. This is placed in the corner. V'ein doresh, v'ein mevakesh. No one's looking for it, and no one's wanting it. V'akatu machriz, and the pasuk says, u'bikshu et Hashem Elokeichem, and desire, go after Hashem Elokeichem. V'et David Malkam, and for David Malkam. So now he's explaining another thing. Through this pasuk, right, he's saying, when the person is Mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's also Mevakesh David Malkam, he's also Mevakesh Mashiach. That's what Arizal says in his Hakdama Neitz Chaim. Arizal explains how Chochmas HaKabbalah, Hu HaChochma, that brings on Mashiach. And that's why it was revealed in the time of the Arizal, because it was revealed in a special way. Beforehand it wasn't revealed in such a big way, that the closer we get to Yemot Mashiach, there will be more Gilui of Chochmas HaEmes. It's not like other Chochmas. And there's the Leshem explains this also. In terms of Limud Gemara or Limud Hamshat, there's a Yeridus Adaris. We're further from Sinai. In terms of the Gilui of the Hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closer we get to Yemot HaMashiach, the closer we get to that revelation of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manhig this world. And therefore there's more of a revelation of the higher worlds in the lower worlds, in the sense, i.e., there's more of a revelation of Chochmas HaEmes. That's why more people learn it, and more people are involved in it. And that's what we see. We've seen this very clearly, at least in Yerushalayim, I'm sure in other places of the world. But this Chochma is becoming more and more revealed. More people studying it, more people... Once upon a time, people never used to speak this out loud. But it becomes becoming more and more.
Yeah,
but you have to be careful here. It doesn't mean, Vada doesn't mean things like in America, you know, I don't want to say this.
Sure, right, yeah.
It means Talmidei Chachamim, who've learned many years, 30, 40, they've learned many years, they know how to learn, the big people, and they learn this stuff. It doesn't mean someone who doesn't know how to learn, and this stuff they learn. You have to be learning, you have to know Shas and Poskim. Anyone who doesn't know Shas and Poskim, well, it's a question if you should be learning it. I'm not saying according, it's a question. But you have to be involved in learning to be learning this.
Right.
If you're not Ruosh or Rubo in learning, it's not so simple you should be learning this. Because you'll make mistakes. It shouldn't be by you. It shouldn't be like a lost object which isn't desired or sought after. It should be something which is lost, that you're looking for it. We have to look for influences which will fix all the kilkulim, all the bad. Through this will come the Mashiach. Mashiach comes through Torah. And the biggest shefa of Torah is through Chochmas HaEmes. So therefore, Mashiach comes through Chochmas HaEmes. That's what he's basically saying. Because what is he coming on? He's coming on Beis HaMikdash. The first of Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because of Torah. That means the tikkun of Beis HaMikdash, which is what Mashiach does, he brings Klal Yisrael to Tshuva, builds Beis HaMikdash. Then we go to Olam Haba. So, the build and destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, which was the Pnimius, says the Ramchal in a different place, the Pnimius of the Beis HaMikdash was the first Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, which connected Yitzhak, connected Vura, was only Chitzoni, was a shell in comparison to the first Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about bringing back the Beis HaMikdash, the Rishon, the first one. So, we want the Pnimius of the Beis HaMikdash, since that destruction was through Torah, the bringing of it is through Torah. And therefore the biggest tikkun of Torah is Torah of Kabbalah, and that's what brings on Mashiach. And that's what the Arizal says. V'yine, ha-tikkun hazeh tachat yadein, it's by us, it's under our hands. Ma na'aseh li-yom p'kuda, what we do the day when Kodesh Baruch Hu asks us what we're doing with our lives. Akva amru chachameinu zichron l'brocha, our rabbis taught us, ha-vidan et kol ha-adam l'kaf schus, it to be done everyone the kaf schus. There are people in Klal Yisrael. Kama kitot. There are many groups. Kitot mikitot shonot, different types of groups. Kikat achad omer, one group says, Kavod Elohim hesta dava. You should hide it. It's a kavod of Kodesh Baruch Hu to hide these things. Ein lecha esek benistarot. And you shouldn't be involved in things which are hidden. Kachni omer, the second group says, Yir eiti legeshet el HaKodesh. I'm frightened to get to that which is holy. Mipnei eish hagdola, because it's eish hagdola. Like Nodav Avihu. The Nodav Avihus. Right? We don't want to be like that. We don't get the geshe, the eish hagdola. Shema ochra. Maybe it'll... So it says, V'hi haklipa shekadva lepri. So this is Eitzes HaSatan. This is the klipa which came before the pri. Klipa we're referring to is the Sitra Achra, as he said beforehand. V'holechet zaviv ha-kedusha. It goes around the kedusha. Latzud side. To catch, the tzutzah like Esav, the tzutzah, right? To catch people with its words. Nefashot aniyim umlanim, to catch the people, these poor people, poor in das, poor in thinking. Kashe nitzudu anshei resha, v'pesha, ha'ochim ha'chataot tzatzvim. And to catch people. And these people, he says, who are catching these people and telling them these things, anshei resha v'pesha, because they're preventing the Gilui of Yom HaMashiach, the revelation of Yom HaMashiach. Chatao Tatsvi. Acha, top. Acha, Niu, Fagidu, I'm not going to translate all of this. V'yelchu v'yavdu Elohim Achirim. And they'll go and they'll do other things. V'kofrim v'elokei Yisrael v'toratu. And they kofrim v'kodesh Baruch Hu on his Torah. V'agam sheyesh b'rim chachamim mechukamim v'terah. They have people who are wise in Torah. Afa pichin. Because they entered the Pardes, Nifku, like it says in the Gemara on Chagiga, Abba Nifnusu the Pardes, only Rabbi Kiva Yatzah B'Shalom, Shepaga Behem Sitra Achra. Sitra Achra had an influence on them, Vitatam, and made them make a mistake, Et Levavam, to make the hearts, you know, make a mistake, Ubi Harut Rahem Hasheker. And showed them the sheker, the false ways, ke'emes, v'achar dibrei Elokim chayim, and made opposite the words of our living God. We're going to translate this. Because sheker she'enom im emet b'tchila, and any sheker which don't say truth in the beginning, enom itkayim, that's always true. You hear things that make sense, the things that make sense, and it's really a sheker. Sheker gas, maybe nowadays, you know, we have such people, you know, there are sheker gas nowadays, and certainly in the Western world, all that they say about Israel and stuff like that. But generally speaking, there has to be a little bit of emes in it. If there's not emes, it's clear the sheker. So people used also different types of emes to get their points across. But really, sheker. And it's very hard to know sometimes. You need a very discerning mind to know what's the real sheker. Now he is talking about ve'enu mitkayem, and therefore the sheker won't be established. V'glalken, and because of this, hem tolim b'ilan gadol, and they put themselves on the ilan gadol. Mamre harav kadosh, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. They're saying, they're bringing a mama, a statement to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Chacham Bracha. Umhabchim hakara apia, and they're inverting the kara, the how you say the kara apia, they're inverting the truth. V'tolim buki sriki b'ashterovi, and they're making falsitudes. They're putting on a big tree. Divrei Rava Niskel Amar, the words of Rabbi Shimon. V'shulze ein anu rotzim legeshet el hachochma zot, and because of this, right, we don't want to enter chochmas emes. Macha shehi krova lehesed gufa nefesh. And they're saying, we don't want to enter it because it's dangerous, it causes damaging of a person's body and his soul. L'moda chokhmah, so to learn this Torah. Ach machmat osik hamusag v'kotze da'at hamesig. Right? And because we are the depths of the chokhmah, and the lacks in our understanding, Ein ani yochal l'mod ha-chokhma. So I can't learn this chokhma. V'em ha-shlosh kitot li'yom ha-din. These are the three types of people li'yom ha-din. Yeah? Le'mo sh'adin imahem. They're saying, it's right what we're saying. We shouldn't be learning this. Comes Ramchal and says, v'ani yomim. Im l'din yesh tshuva. If l'din, there's a tshuva. Like, does that she gives a tshuva? He says, look in the sefer, kinat tzvakot. And then he wrote tshuva to these cuts. He wrote a whole book, or a small book, to answer this. The chol kat v'kat tshuva haro'oya. Hakat harishona, the first kat, nistara tanatam. It's destroyed their taina. כמו שמבואה בהקדמות ספר הזוהר הקדוש, פסק הגום, מורנו הרב, רבי יצחק דלטש. Right? That's his Rebbe. וגם כן הרחתי בזה העניין בהקדם החיבורנו, ספר קינת השם צפקות. And that ספר, קינת השם צפקות, I push down the tina. משם תראה, from there you see, שאין בדברי הממש. The words don't make sense. V'divrei kat shniya nistara mitoch chiburenu sefer. It's also written in the sefer kinat Hashem tzvakot al iska lamal. Misham tirei, I'm just reading this. Misham tirei, just for mashlim the thing, I'm not going to explain this. Misham tirei divrei kat hatoim hakofrim belokei chayim. There you see the people who are kofrim melokim chayim. Heim hahevel havolim sh'ein bo mamash. There's nothing with their words. V'divrei harav kadosh Rabbi Shimon yuchai zechon ha-rabrocha, his words of Rabbi Shimon. Heima tzodkim v'yishar, the correct and straight. Da'achi Hashem, tzadikim yilchu bam, poshim yikashu bam. Tzadikim will go in them, those who are poshim will make mistakes in them. U'latainat katashiti agam she'en zu taina. This is not a taina, that you can't understand the words of Kabbalah. Bishul she'en or maybe, because you don't understand. Lekech lo hihei rotze lavin. Because you can't understand, you won't want to understand. Halo lo alecha ligmon. It's not for you to finish your malacha, to finish, to get to a musag. All you have to do is try. Ktiv in your share. Higite bo yom ha-balayla. All you have to do is toil. Velo kativ, hevante bo yom ha-balayla. You have to understand. Im tavin tavin. And if you understand, you understand. Vim la. And if you don't. Scha halimud biyadech. You have scha even not understanding Kabbalah. Harayim is sefer azor. Like the sefer azor says. Sha'af ha-pi. She'ena maybe, even if you don't understand the Kabbalah, haloshen mesugal l'neshama, the loshen of Kabbalah itself has an effect on your neshama. The Magen Avraham also brings this. That in Kabbalah you don't have to understand. Gemara you have to understand. Kabbalah you don't understand. The musagim lemala mitan, it's much higher than we are. Va'afapichem, he'eleti trufa lemakatan. I gave you a trufa, a medicine, the makah of the Yetzirah. V'chibarti etzel chibu zeh. And therefore I wrote with this chibu. Ma shematzati k'tav yashan nosham. What I found in all the texts. And I call the sefer klach pitchei chochma. Right? That's his sefer on Kabbalah. His hakdam. Heima maftechot. These are openings. Gedolim l'chochma se'emes. These are openings to learning of Kabbalah. Ach klal zeh nakut biyadecha. Take this cloud in your hands. Now he's telling you how to learn it. L'migma hada l'mizma. First learn it through quickly, understanding either what's being said. V'hada l'mizma. Afterwards go back on it and make sense of it. T'chila tire l'avin pirush ha-mila. In the beginning, try and understand the text itself, what the words are saying. You don't notice he says, understand what the words are saying. I mean, it's in understanding. It's not just reading, understanding what the words are saying. The second time round, you'll understand the words in their true ways. And when they say for klaf pitchei chochma, mentioned about shkurim b'picha u'b'lavecha, when it'll be, you'll know it well. You're right. It'll be shagu, be like on your mouths and hearts. Then you'll be able to go securely and surely. You'll be able to go and learn all chokhmas sifrei chokhmas emes, all the svarim of Kabbalah, to be called davar buriyo, and be able to understand everything in its proper place. correctly. And then you will understand the, you will be zoche to bring in the goel, the Mashiach, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen. What he's really saying here is that there's truth, like he said, there is truth in these tainas. There's truth. I won't understand, right? Or I'm worried that it'll cause me a kilkul if I learn it. Or he's worried that this is not something that certain should reveal, right? See how these, I should be revealing, this isn't something that should be revealed, this is something which causes you damage, this is something which is beyond me. Those are the three basic tainas. There's truth in them. The answer is very simple. Yimot HaMashiach is the gilui of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hanhaga in the world. When you want a relationship with someone, the deeper your understanding of that person, the deeper is your relationship. If I know how you look, that's a certain level of relationship. I know how you feel, that's a certain level of relationship. If I know how you think, that's a certain level of relationship. If I know what your deeper inner will is, it's a different level of relationship as well. The more I understand you, the deepening that relationship is. So even though these tainas, there is truth in them, but the desire to know you should still be there. There should be still a bikush to want to understand. And even though there's a danger, but there's such a desire to connect, there's such a desire to want to understand who my Creator is and how He's managing the world, and to have that deeper relationship with Him, the fact that I don't have a desire itself is a chisaron. So, and having that desire, even if I'm not meisig, if I don't understand fully, but it shows that I have a desire, and it shows that I want to connect, and there's a connection. That itself is a connection, even if I don't fully understand. Understand what I'm saying? So that's basically the taina. There has to be a bikush. You have to want to have a connection. If you don't want to have a connection, there's no connection. Okay?